You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Avalanche re-signed their team captain, Gabriel Landeskog, to a new 8-year contract by our parent company, Jeremy. So you and I can forget about getting t-shirts for listeners anytime soon. At the Olympics... Katie Ledecky came back from a disappointing fifth place finish in the 200-meter freestyle. That's the first time she has ever failed to win a medal in a race at the Olympics.
Come on, Katie.
But she came back, put on a great show for what they call the metric mile, Jeremy. It's a 1,500-meter slog.
Wow.
Ledecky won the gold in a time of just over 15 minutes. Can you imagine swimming all out for 15 minutes?
No, I cannot.
That's a long time.
I can't even imagine getting in a public pool, Dom, so that's not going to happen.
Man, that's a long time
to
swim.
Strong human right there.
Meanwhile, Simone Biles explained that her withdrawal from the individual all-around competition is due to, quote, mental health reasons.
Yeah, I'm bumming for her.
Yeah. Overall, the USA now leads in the medal count with 30. Go, USA! What else is trending? Jeremy and I are fans of Saul Goodman. He's a character on Breaking Bad and the spinoff Better Call Saul.
Such a good series, both of those.
Well, actor Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul Goodman, collapsed on the set during filming yesterday.
What happened?
They're filming the final season. He was rushed by ambulance to a hospital. What's tough here is that there is no word on his condition, so nobody's releasing any information.
No.
They're here in New Mexico filming this sixth and final season, and he just, boom, went down, and the crew rushed over, called an ambulance, and they got him out of there. So if we hear anything this morning, we will pass that along, because a lot of people are fans of Odenkirk. He's an interesting cat. He's been around a long time, and he's done a lot of things that people didn't even know who he was until Breaking Bad.
He's a very big comedic writer. Didn't he write a lot for Saturday Night Live, I want to say, even?
That, I think, Second City. Is that right, too?
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
Yeah.
But he's been around. I mean, he's paid his dues.
Did you see that that movie Nobody that he was just recently in, where he like slimmed down and got into like ripped shape, and he was like this bad mamma jamma beating people up and stuff?
Okay, I remember reading about that. I read about it, and I saw that he spent months getting in shape for it.
It looked like a great movie. I never saw it, though. I guess
I
still could
watch
it.
Inspiration for me.
It really is. It really, really is.
What else is trending?
Well, the biggest celebrity stuff floating around was an interview yesterday from Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, which is a podcast I highly recommend. It's really good. I guess Mila Kunis was on there, and they were talking about bathing habits. And Ashton might have been on there as well. I'm not sure. They might have been tag teaming it. But anyway, they basically were talking about how they don't shower and bathe a lot. Ashton was talking about how he just washes his armpits and his bits and pieces every day and really nothing else. And if they go work out, he just washes his face off to, quote, get the salts out. And then they started talking about their kids and how they really never bathed their newborns, bathed them when they were babies. And Ashton said something about if you can see dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. So then the internet erupted yesterday talking about how, you know, horrible of parents these two are because they don't bathe their children a lot. Nicole and I were talking about this last night, and we're like, can you believe it? And we're like, no, because we're like ultra clean. It's like the kids have to shower every night. They get into stuff. We started talking about, like, if we feel gross during the day, your kids have to feel gross too. Why are you putting them to bed, you know? Anyway, so the internet blew up because they don't bathe their kids. Do we care, Dom? Do we care?
Anytime we don't really care.
We personally don't care.
Anytime you feel like celebrities are just like us, nope.
They're weird.
Weird.
They're weird. Clean your kids off.
And there is a certain element of, aren't we,
progressive.
You know, we're so bohemian.
Yes. And
there's a very, aren't we cool
we're,
to all
we're
of that
natural.
Stuff.
And you stink. You really, really stink. Do we want to talk about Paris Hilton? I don't know. Somebody posted yesterday that Paris Hilton is pregnant, and then that blew up as well. all these rumors started. She said she went to bed and then she woke up and had 3,000 messages on all five of her iPhones asking if she was pregnant. And then she
Celebrities are not like
us. I know, five iPhones. And so now she's trying to squish these rumors saying that she's not pregnant. Do we care, Dom? Do we care?
I'm going to go back. Why would you need five phones?
I don't know.
First, you got one that's just business only.
Sure.
One that's personal. One that is your secret lover.
A burner phone, yeah.
One that is for your drug deals.
And maybe one that's just for your agent or something. I don't know. I don't know. Big news, though, she's not pregnant. You got it. Oh, my God. I'm not pregnant. All right, check this story out. There's a woman on TikTok. She bought a bikini to go on vacation, and then she bought swim trunks for her husband to go on vacation. Now, both the bikini and the swim trunks had little pineapple pattern on there, a little pineapple design on there. She thought, hey, this is cute. We'll match. We'll go on vacation, and great pictures, Instagram, Well, she couldn't figure out why people were being so nice to them, and she eventually found out that pineapples on your swimsuit means that you're a swinger looking to hook up. I have never heard this before.
I did not know.
It doesn't necessarily have to be on your swimsuit either. It can be on shirts, pants, any other type of clothing design, socks, but it's specifically when you're on vacation, like on a cruise or sitting on a beach. If you have pineapples all over you, that's a sign
pineapple
that you're a swinger.
Pineapple equals swinger.
It got me thinking. Remember that pineapple shirt I had that I wore for the longest time?
Yes, and everybody was very friendly to you.
I kept waking up in the weirdest houses every morning, and now I know why. That's a good-looking shirt, too. Wonder what
go back a step, though. What's this woman doing buying matching swim outfits for them?
Oh, it's cute.
No, it's not.
It's cute. It's what people do, Dom.
Do you remember that time I told you about when a friend and I were at a well-known fish restaurant here in the Mile High City, sitting at the bar, and we got propositioned by swingers, and we didn't know it for the longest time.
Right. I forgot about
it that. It was like a good hour and a half that we were sitting at the bar just chatting things up until we finally realized what was going on when they explained, quote, the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, my God.
Oh.
We were absolutely naive about the whole thing. We were like bumpkins who just fell off the turnip truck.
What is happening? Is that why your foot's been in my crotch this whole time? From across the table?
Oh, that was funny. That's one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Hilarious.
At least you kind of probably felt kind of good, right? Like, yeah, I kind of got it, you know?
I guess, yeah.
I feel good about that. What else is going on? That is so funny to me.
We had to decline the offer, but thank them profusely.
Sure, you got
to
get up early. You can't do that. let's do this what career sounds cool later. Maybe we'll turn that into a topic.
Yeah, it might be a topic.
And here's some really, really hard-hitting news. Campbell's Soup just changed the label on its tomato soup can.
Oh, I saw
for the
that.
First time in 50 years. Oh my gosh.
Drastically different, but they did stick a tomato on
it. They put a tomato on there and moved the word condensed.
There you go.
I didn't know this stuff has been around since 1885, though. That's a long time for these guys to be pumping out
soup. And some of the
soup.
Actual soup you pick up on the shelf has been there since 1885.
Yes, it has. Very dusty. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Please head over to our Facebook. We post a lot of fun stuff on there. Find us at Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. And check out the musician named Dan Murphy that I posted. It's a little video. He can play harmonica while beatboxing, Dom. You want a taste of it?
No, I hate harmonica.
Just a taste. That's all you get.
That's all I need.
It's really good. Who says they hate harmonica?
I just did.
What?
Yeah, rare. It's so funny you say this. I just saw one of my Facebook memories. It was from, I don't know, like 6 years ago. And the post was simply, if a song has harmonica in it, there's a 92% chance I hate it.
Really?
And then all these people are putting, you know, examples. Well, what about blues travel?
What about blues? That's immediately.
I was like, yuck.
John Popper, man.
What about all this stuff? And then, you know, every once in a while I'd say, okay, that's part of the 8% that's good. But 92% of harmonica in songs is bad.
That makes me sad.
Anyway.
That makes me real sad. Anyway, if you're a fan of harmonica, check out our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Bagpipes and harmonica.
Those two.